Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
In 2004, two ballot initiatives were passed by the people of Montana. The first was CI 96, better known as the Montana Marriage Amendment. Its effect was immediate, as it headed off a case that the Montana Supreme Court could have used to implement same-sex marriage. The second initiative was I 148, legalizing the use of marijuana for patients with debilitating medical conditions. Its true effect was not felt for nearly 5 years, but when it was, it began to change the face of the state. The initiative was originally billed as a compassionate measure for those with chronic, debilitating, and terminal illnesses. And Montanans, being the compassionate people that we are, passed the ballot measure overwhelmingly 62-38%. For the record, I voted no. The camel's nose was under the tent, and we then found out that over 90% of the money used to finance the campaign came from out of state. For the next 5 years, the issue was off the radar screen. In fact, it was literally a non-issue. Then came 2009, and the industry exploded. It was the marijuana version of the Bakken oil field. Doctors were driving across Montana in marijuana caravans, diagnosing people with debilitating illnesses after 30-second interviews. And medical marijuana cards were raining down on the state like confetti at a New York City parade. The running joke on the Montana State University campus was, "Have you got your card yet?" And a spike in marijuana use by middle school students raised us from 10th to 2nd in the nation in terms of marijuana use by that age group. In one case, an infant was even given a card, and North Dakota was running ads against the passage of a medical marijuana law in that state by saying, "Vote no, we don't want to become another Montana." As the number of people using marijuana shot up, so did the number of growers, and Montana began exporting to other states in this region without medical marijuana laws. Law enforcement was overwhelmed and began to see the signs of organized crime infiltrating the state. The money was just too tempting. Finally, a group of moms from Billings said enough is enough, and they formed an organization called Safe Communities, Safe Kids. They petitioned the legislature to repeal I-148, but wound up settling for Senate Bill 423, which severely regulates the industry. It restricted the growers to 3 patients, did not allow them to make a profit, granted local governments the authority to regulate the growers, and also set specific standards for demonstrating chronic pain. The effect was immediate, the number of users dropped, and the industry collapsed. The growers then collected enough signatures to put the issue back on the ballot, where it's called I-124. Our concern is that the language is a bit confusing. Voting for the initiative means keeping the tough standards in place. Voting against it means a return to the Wild West and uncontrolled marijuana use. To be clear, I intend to vote for I-124 because I'm in favor of the tough restrictions that are now in place. The issue is not going away, so at this point, the best we can do is ensure tight controls. To put it succinctly, I am for 124. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.